Taking a look at physical fitness now with Dustin Maher, one of our Madison area's leading personal trainers. He works at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison. He trains clients, teaches classes, specializes in fitness for moms and core training. And he is the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps. He's an ACE certified personal trainer, having received his bachelor's degree in kinesiology, exercise science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So we're pleased to have Dustin back. And certainly as we move along here talking about a whole variety of things relating to physical fitness and avoiding injury and maybe dealing with injuries and trying to stay fit while we have injuries. That's another issue. If you're a mom, want to get back and, you know, maybe you just had a child or would like to get rid of a few of those pounds from childbirth, that's another area. Lots of areas in the physical fitness world that we can talk with him about. And if you'd like to join in, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. If you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Dustin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back. You're going on a cruise.
I am. I've got a cruise that I've lined up for anybody who's interested. So any listener out there, I'm calling it the Fit Fun Cruise. And we're headed out of Tampa, Florida. We're going to go to Cozumel and Grand Cayman, five-night cruise. It's going to take place in late February, February 28th through March 5th, and we'll do some workouts on the ship. But mostly it's just for fun, and it's not going to be too intense. But you can visit www.fitfuncruise.com.
Fitfuncruise.com. Well, you know, staying fit can be fun.
It can be. I think it should be. If it's not fun, you know, I see very few people who absolutely hate to exercise, but yet stick with it, you know, for their life. So if you're not switching things up and keeping things fun, you're probably going to get bored and quit.
Let's go to Aaron in Green Bay. Aaron, hi to you.
Hello. Thank you for the program.
Sure.
I think this guest was on several weeks ago, and he mentioned that certain foods burn better or worse after enduring and before exercise, and not all calories are the same. And I was wondering if you could discuss that.
Yeah, definitely. Nutrient timing is kind of a big area of research of late, and we were finding some exciting things out. And one of those things is pre- and post-workout recovery. And before workout, they're showing now, you know, this is endurance, but especially weight training related as well, that a ratio of 2-to-1 carbs to proteins is the best. And these carbs are simple carbs, not the complex ones you see in like oatmeal, but usually fruits are a very good source of simple carbs. And these will break down your body quickly. They'll provide you with good energy source. And that protein will kind of prime and prep the muscles to recover after they're done. So before, within like 30 minutes, I generally try to, you know, get some sort of protein, simple carbs, and then afterwards is even more important. And again, it's about a 2-to-1 to 3-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. So if you're getting 15 grams of protein in that, you should be trying to get 30 to 45 grams of carbs. And, your muscles should recover better, a little bit less sore maybe. And there's a lot of variety of ways to do that, you know, combining different foods. I generally just use a protein drink because they're very easy and convenient to use. If you go to my website, madisonbootcamps.com, there's a whole section on nutrition and all the products that I recommend there. But you can certainly just, you know, eat a banana and, cottage cheese or something like that, some sort of protein and carb. And the one thing with that is you do not want to have fat in it. That's the one time of the day when I don't really recommend eating fat. So before and after workout, try to eliminate all fat because it's going to slow the absorption rate down.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, Aaron. Appreciate it. And let's go to Denise in Green Bay. Denise, hello.
Hello. Good morning, Ben. I appreciate this program. As the old saying goes, had I known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Yeah.
I'm 56 years old. I used to be an aerobics instructor. I used to run, be a long-distance runner, so on and so forth. I cannot overemphasize the importance of preparation in terms of warming up and cooling down. I have a knee joint replacement, which I'm, you know, I got a part of me thinks that I just went out there and thought I could do all of these things without proper preparation. What can your guest suggest for me to increase my cardiovascular fitness? I'm really, once I got over the depression, not of understanding I never will be able to run again. Now what? Now what do I do? Thank you. I'll take my response off the air.
Yep. Thanks. Yeah. Anybody out there who has a lot of knee issues who are, you know, unable to run, I assume you can still walk at least. Mm-hmm. Basically, the two biggest things I recommend is anything in the pool. It's going to be low impact, but you can still get a great cardio workout. A couple things in the pool that you can do. You can, of course, swim. That's awesome. Otherwise, you can try to run in place while pumping your arms. And I guarantee you 30 seconds to a minute of that is as hard as you can. You will be completely out of breath. Your heart rate will be near its max. And it's low impact. So, you know, again, kicking in the water, anything you want in the water is really good. You may be able to use a bike. I'm not sure. But biking is pretty good for cardiovascular fitness as well. Those are the two main ones that I'd recommend.
Definitely low impact.
Low impact. Walking up hills. I don't know if you can do stairs or not. Probably not. But walking up hills is good. The problem is on the way down is actually the hardest on the knees. You've probably seen the commercial out there. I think it was a Nike commercial where they had this, I think it was a woman running upstairs in a skyscraper, and then she gets to the top and takes the elevator down, and all the businessmen are just looking at her, and she's pouring sweat. And that's actually the best way to do hill climbing or stair climbing is to climb up it, but then take the elevator down, because really the downward part's the hardest on the joints. So there's a couple of suggestions I'd make.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Did you watch the any of the Olympics? I assume you watched quite a bit.
Yeah, I was in Vancouver on vacation, but I was able to watch a lot of them, and simply amazing, I guess. Very inspirational to see. You know, a lifelong of training, and it's really cool to see how the human body can perform when trained properly. And
I am just absolutely amazing. I wonder how much somebody like Michael Phelps, how much physical fitness routine or regimen would be. I heard somewhere that he eats like 12,000 calories a day.
Yeah, I heard he swims about 35 hours a week in training, and yeah, he eats between. I've heard between 8,000 and 14,000 calories a day to burn. So, yeah, he's an amazing person. He's, you know, trained his whole life for it, and that's all he does, and he does it well. But it's really cool to see how the human body can burn a lot of calories, you know, if trained. And obviously, he's young and tall and stuff too, but that helps.
Yeah, that helps. But for those of us who can't swim for 35 hours a week,
right?
What are you recommending in terms of physical fitness activity?
I think you need to do a combination of a few things. First of all, I'm convinced every single person, I haven't seen a person that I really don't recommend some sort of strength training, especially as you get older, you lose about a half a pound of muscle per year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, per decade, that's maybe 5 to 8 pounds of muscle, you know, 3 decades, 30 years worth, that's, you know, 15 pounds of muscle loss. And I get sometimes the football players that, you know, were the jocks in high school and now they got the big bellies and maybe when they're 50 and they claim they're only, you know, 15 or 20 pounds heavier than they were, but they're probably 40 or 50 pounds actually fatter than they were in high school. And then women, of course, with osteoporosis, exercise-wise, weight training is the best way and one of the only ways to strengthen the joints. So I recommend usually 2 to 3 days of total body weight training for the average person. I don't think you need to split your body parts up in general. 2 to 3 times a week of that, and then cardiovascular fitness a couple times a week. You know, depending on your goals, you may need more. And then some flexibility, I think, is important. Things like yoga, Pilates, all that stuff is good. Biking, and kind of be thrown in there kind of as an extra.
And in terms of strength training, and do we have to lift 100-pound dumbbells, or what's the...
Yeah, I mean, you got to always start off slow and light until you build your way up, because you will get, you know, higher chance of getting injured if you start trying to lift what everyone else is when you haven't lifted that. But, you know, I believe in progression. I think the body only improves when you challenge it above and beyond what it's capable of or what you think it's capable of. So I know one of the questions I got emailed to me was the 10% rule and asking what the 10% rule is. And basically the 10% rule is you increase your weights no more than 10%. Some say each workout. I think, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks. It kind of depends on how you feel. Some exercise you can increase quicker than others. But generally, I recommend between 8 and 12 reps for most things. And once, you know, the weight at 12 reps is pretty light for you, then you got to increase the weight and get it more challenging.
Let's take a call from Barney in Burlington. Hi, thank you for calling.
Okay, good morning. I'd like to ask your guest about something that relates to nutrient put ingredients, which I've been taking is these pills, glucosamine.
Yeah, glucosamine.
Chondroitin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, glucosamine, chondroitin, and there's some now have, I think it's MSN in it, MNS or MSN. Mm-hmm. But anyways, you know, some research, so it's basically for joint health. It's supposed mm-hmm. to promote cartilage growth. The studies, I would say, are questionable. I would say, you know, try it if you feel like it's working. You know, great, take it. I personally take it for my knees. I don't really know if I notice a big difference or not with it. Some studies have shown that it does improve joint mobility, less pain, that kind of stuff. But other studies, you know, have shown that it doesn't do it. So I would say try it out, you know, for a while. And if you feel like it, if it works, take it. You know, even if it's in your head, it works, you know, do it. But otherwise, you know, there's questionable data on that.
We'll be back with Dustin Maher here on the Ideas Network. Talking physical fitness today with our guest, Dustin Maher. I'm Larry Mueller. Dustin is a leading personal trainer in the Madison area, works at Supreme Health and Fitness, trains clients, teaches classes, specializes in fitness for moms and core training, and is the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps. He's a certified personal trainer, got his bachelor's in kinesiology exercise science at UW-Madison. So pleased to have him with us. Certainly, if you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890. And Dustin, we have Yu Chin from Clintonville online, who's been waiting quite a while. So let's go to Yu Chin. Yu Chin, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dustin. I got a quick question for you. I am a mom of three. I'm also a family physician. And I'd like to know what your recommendations are, what your work is working with recommending exercise in pregnancy. I counsel my pregnant patients regarding this every time, but I feel like I'm not making much progress in terms of encouraging women to exercise more during pregnancy for their fitness.
First, say I'm not a 100% complete expert in pregnancy training. I know a decent amount post-pregnancy is kind of my specialty, but you know, women can definitely exercise. You know, all the research now shows that it's actually beneficial. You know, 30 years ago, doctors said, you know, just lay on a bed for 9 months and then, you know, try to start exercising after. But, you know, weight training can still be done. The biggest issue is watching the heart rate and the intensity of it. We've had plenty of instructors that I've been around that are pregnant and actually work out and teach classes until, you know, 2 weeks or a week before their pregnancy. But just watching the intensity level and trying to keep their heart rate, you know, probably at around 70%, 75-80% and lower, not reaching those max. Of course, you know, stuff laying on your belly is not good once you get to your second and third trimesters. Generally, the first trimester, you know, as long as the doctor says it's okay, you know, I generally let most people do most things. Some jarring activities like jumping should be modified a little bit. And water activities are always good, lower impact. Just keep, you know, I just try to recommend that women just keep moving and try not to just kind of, you know, sit down because, you know, obviously energy levels are a lot lower as the baby gets bigger. But just try to stay active. So, you know, some weight training, total body weight training a couple times a week, and then, you know, some cardio, but a lot, you know, less intense than I would normally recommend for most people.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And let's go to Joe in Eau Claire next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Appreciate the nonpartisan shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Question for Dustin is, any recommendations as far as taking care of a sore biceps tendon?
Sore biceps. Do you know how you got it?
You know, I don't for sure. You know, maybe push-ups. I'm not for sure.
Okay. Do you do pull-ups?
Yeah, pull-ups, yeah. Chin-ups.
Yeah. Chin-ups especially will put a lot more pressure on the bicep, which makes it a great exercise in general for bicep training because it does emphasize the biceps a lot. I would maybe – I don't think push-ups are going to be doing it. It's more a tricep and chest exercise. But bicep curls, do you do that much?
No.
Okay. You know, I would say try to not do the pull-ups for a little bit and the chin-ups, especially chin-ups, and see if that helps it. You can ice it, stretch it. But if it's just a slight pull, do you hurt it a lot, or is this just a first-time thing?
First-time thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, I've had it a couple of times when I've been doing, you know, weighted pull-ups or weighted chin-ups, and that's usually when it happens for me. So I would say just back down on the intensity a little bit for a while, and then you can use, if you're at a gym, they've got those things, they call it the Gravitron usually, where it helps lift some of your body weight up for pull-ups and dips. You might want to use that for a little bit to decrease the intensity of it.
Okay, one question about ibuprofen. Do you just have a general recommendation as far as what you'd consider the max daily maximum amount in over a period of time?
That's kind of past my scope of practice.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. <sounds good. laughs>
Thanks a lot for calling. Excuse me. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. I was thinking back to almost exactly 5 years ago when thinking about pregnancy. My wife and I played a round of golf on the last day of August, and she was really pregnant, and she had the best round of golf that she'd had all summer. And we went home that evening, and the baby was born on Labor Day on September 1st.
Wow. Must have been a good counterweight or something.
I don't know.
Helped the swing out.
But it was, yeah, it was a good, I think it helped her with her swing a bit. But the walking and swinging in golf club was nice exercise for her while she was pregnant. She enjoyed the walking and the swinging.
Yep.
So there's no reason why that couldn't be a part of a program, too, for someone who is pregnant as well. Well, we have some more callers online. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And I believe Peggy in Racine is next, so let's go to Peggy. Hi, Peg.
Hi. I have a torn rotator cuff. It's just a tear, and so it was recommended that I start physical therapy for it, and I started physical therapy, and every time I would do physical therapy, I would get a migraine headache from doing the physical therapy, and the migraine headache became so significant that it lasted for about a month.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had already stopped oh, my goodness, it's terrible. I had stopped the exercises, but I had evidently triggered some weirdo thing. And the headache's under control now, but I don't know where to go or what to do next.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, you know what? Three doctors said the same thing, and they also told me that they're probably not related, but I'm going to tell you that I know my body well enough that they're related.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you see a chiropractor or not. Maybe.
I have never done that.
Okay. That could be a suggestion. Maybe doing those I'm sure you're doing external and internal rotations for the rotator cuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's triggering something because it's, you know, kind of in the neck area there.
Yeah. I had a friend suggest to me yesterday that because of the clavicles, because of the blood supply to the brain being under the clavicles, that perhaps I was doing something to lessen my supply of blood to the brain. Does that make any sense?
Boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're getting out of our realm here.
I'm not really sure. I've never heard of those two things being together, so I'm not going to question your body, but I definitely, you know, if the shoulder's still bothering you, you know, I think I would, you know, try to do some of that physical therapy again to get it strong. Otherwise, you're going to have some, you know, lingering shoulder issues. But I think, again, that's past my scope of practice. I think a chiropractor could at least look at things and possibly suggest something.
And a physical therapist might offer alternative forms of recovery that there are a lot of different ways that you could do this recovery, and I think a physical therapist would probably help you out trying some different routines that could help out. So good luck, Peggy. Thank you for calling. Gail in Middleton, we'll go to you next. Hi, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm calling because my friends tell me that I'm too old to run as much as I do. I run about 20 miles a week on the street and probably another 5 to 10 on a treadmill. I'm 65 years old, and I really enjoy running. And I'm wondering, and I don't feel any particular knee or hip pain. I'm wondering if I might be doing damage.
How long have you been running for?
Oh, probably 20 years.
Okay. I think as long as you're feeling good, it's okay. One thing I would recommend, though, is trying to run more on grass or softer surfaces. Treadmills are a little bit softer, but pavement can be it's the hardest on your joints. So that's one suggestion I'd make is maybe looking for a little softer surface.
Okay.
Make sure you have good shoes, which hopefully you do, and that you're changing them every, around 6 months.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay, good. Otherwise, if you start to feel, eventually, could it cause some problems? Possibly. But if it's feeling good right now, I think there's nothing wrong with it. And if you feel overuse injuries or, things coming on, just drop your mileage down a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't push it. I'm running, I'm talking 8 to 10 minute miles.
Yeah.
More like jogging slowly.
Yeah.
And then I do weightlifting at a health club.
Yep.
As well, 3 days a week.
Perfect.
But I hate to give it up.
Yeah. No, I would, as long as your body's feeling good, don't give it up. I talked earlier about, doing a little bit more hill stuff. That's a little bit more, a little less impact on the knees and joints.
Okay.
Going up the hills, of course, you still got to get down, though.
Right.
But I would say definitely running a little bit more on grass will save the joints a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And Mark in Racine is up next. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Dustin.
Hello.
I'm a fairly fit 58-year-old guy who I've done things varying from bicycle racing to blacksmithing in my life. And my muscle mass has remained pretty good, and my strength remains good, but my range of motion and flexibility, fluidity have decreased quite considerably. I think it's basically loss of elasticity of fascia, muscle sheaths, and tendons and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's any way of addressing this. I'm not quite ready for the rocking chair, but don't particularly care to engage in repetitive gerbil-like activities either. So,
yeah, two things for you. I think yoga, I've recommended before. I'd recommend it again.
I've tried that.
Have you tried it? It doesn't work?
Nerve problems, and it didn't agree with me, so...
With yoga, you can modify things. I don't know if you had a good instructor or not, but if you find someone who's good at it, they'll be able to take the most inflexible person. I'm not very flexible myself, and they're able to modify things, put blocks under your hands, your feet, use straps. There's a lot of different things they can do. So I would really recommend giving that a good 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
It's not going to happen overnight. It's painful. It sucks. But if you can stick with it, I truly believe that'll help you a lot. Second thing is to break up that fascia is to use a foam roller. I don't know if you've tried that or not.
No.
If you're at a health club, you can buy them online, but there's foam rollers. They're probably, I think they're 6 inches in diameter usually. And you roll them around your body or on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a sheet with different ones, but that can really break up that tissue and help increase the elasticity.
Okay.
So I would say those two things combined would definitely help.
Now, a friend had suggested rolfing, which is a type of massage which is sort of aimed at elasticizing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually just got a massage yesterday, a couple of days ago, and I was asking my lady, my massage therapist, about that. And it's very deep, deep. I guess it's extremely painful. I've never done it myself,
mm-hmm.
but some people swear by it. So,
I
can't say it won't hurt because it will hurt, but it won't hurt to try it, I guess.
Well, temporary pain, I can get along with.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Nancy in McHenry, Illinois, you are up. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I discovered this channel a few weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it. I've learned a lot, and I don't like
talk radio, but this is pretty good.
Thank you.
I want to reply to the lady that had the migraines and the shoulder problem.
Yeah.
I've had three problems with my shoulder, and over the years, one was a frozen shoulder, one was a rotator cuff where I pulled the thing out of the joint and then had surgery. And then last year, I caught a resident who was falling towards me where I work and had problems. And I had face problems, hand problems, arm problems, and so forth. And I'm wondering how she injured that shoulder in the first place, because she may have dislocated something in the neck. Because I have had pain and numbness in the face, and they found out I had a dislocated disc in the neck. And the shoulder, something has been damaged in the tendon, over the tendon from the bicep, which I'm scheduled for surgery to have that tendon cut off into the shoulder and then tied or screwed or whatever to the bone.
Mm.
So I've had several things with the shoulder, but the neck seems to indicate to me, from what I've had, that she's got a neck problem.
Well, thanks for calling. And you referred to her neck as
well.
Yeah,
I think there's a possibility with that. And again, a chiropractor or a doctor with an MRI or maybe even an X-ray could maybe figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Thanks, Nancy, for calling. Appreciate it. George in Milwaukee, you are up next. Hi, George.
Hi there. Really enjoying the program.
Thank you.
I had a question about weightlifting. I weightlifted for years. Nothing extremely, arduous. I wasn't like a power lifter or anything, but got out of it for about 4 or 5 years, and I've been back into it for the last few. And I've had some goals and that I've been trying to reach weight-wise. And I typically, in the summer, I kind of try and break off and do kind of a whole body workout a few days a week and do more running and stuff. And in the winter, I try and make some gains. But I seem to, this last year, I seem to have been going up and up for a couple of years. And then this last year, I just hit a plateau that went for months and months. And one of the trainers at the gym suggested I take a couple weeks off, which I did. And went back, and I knew I'd see a loss when I went back. And this is my bench press I'm talking about specifically. But then after a couple weeks, I figured I'd start seeing it go up, but I actually continued to decline my maximum bench press, and it's getting so frustrating. I just don't know what to do.
Huh.
Are you just concerned about your bench press, or are you trying to get everything?
To do everything, but I know it's silly, but it's just one of those things. You pick out a goal and
right.
You just kind of want to hit it. But I know I need to balance that with my legs a little bit. I really don't lift much with my legs.
Yeah, legs and back as well, upper back with pull-ups and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition-wise, are you pretty similar? You haven't changed too much with that?
No, I mean, I guess I would was using like the protein drinks and I guess I couldn't make a correlation that when I'm really consistent with my protein drink, I see a rise, and I'm thinking, well, wait a second, if it's so closely tied, if I stop drinking that, am I instantly going to lose all this muscle mass?
Right. No, you won't, start to lose it, but it should help in the long run. Do you switch your programs up frequently, or do you kind of stick with the same thing?
I was trying to switch it up, and I was actually starting to wonder if I was being too inconsistent. I was doing a Monday and Friday bench press routine, and I'd go do a very low reps and pyramid up,
mm-hmm.
and then we went to one day a week where I do higher reps and pyramid up because we thought we just were doing too much of the low rep stuff.
Yeah,
and that's kind of where I took my break was after that and came back and just seem to continue to degrade.
Yeah. Continue to switch things up. Then I'd also would say strengthen the rotator cuff muscles because a lot of times bench press kind of stalls when you can't strengthen the rotator cuff muscles. Internal, external rotations, you could ask your trainer exactly how to do those. But and then also strengthening the upper back muscles. They play actually a pretty big role in stabilizing. I'm just talking bench press here, but stabilizing the bar, and that should definitely help. So just don't focus completely on the chest. And I think once that happens, and once you get your shoulders even, you know, do some shoulder presses, some front lateral raises, rear deltoid raises, all of that, and then see if you know things will increase.
Improve for you.
Yeah, it should.
All right. Good luck. Thank you for calling, George. And Mary in Sugar Island, your turn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Well, I'm looking for some advice at what to do, an exercise or stretching or something to help with mid back. When I work at the sink, I'm about halfway between my shoulder and my waist. I have a spot when I work at the sink and doing like produce, you know, peeling carrots or doing dishes. I get pain in that area and it's hard to stand and work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm looking for, trying to figure out something I can do. I mean, I do to go to a chiropractor and that kind of thing.
That was my first question.
Some massage, but just, it's a real frustration because you're trying to do things and then you're in pain doing them.
Yeah.
Well, those have been my first two suggestions there, chiropractor and massage. Do you do any sort of weight training?
No, I've never tried any weight training.
I don't know if that would necessarily help this specific problem, but any sort of rowing movement. And then also, I call them swimmers. Very easy exercise. Everyone should be doing them, except if you're pregnant, I guess. But you're laying on your stomach, and you lift your arms up and your chest up a little bit, and you try to lift your legs up, keeping them straight. So you kind of put most of the pressure on your pelvis region, your lower abdomen. And then you just move your arms up and down and your legs up and down. And that's going to work more a little bit lower back, but it's going to hit mid-back as well. Okay. And that should strengthen things, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't. I've strained some muscles in there, too, or something, or what?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think also, I don't know, I'm 6'5", so I'm tall. I don't know if this is your issue or not, but I hunch over when...
I'm not that tall.
Yeah. I hunch over when
I'm 5'6".
Okay. I mean, I hunch over when I'm at the sink and stuff, so I try to keep my back straighter. And that seems to help me out, at least. So,
I've been trying to, you know, because I am higher waisted when I stand at the sink to even put something up. So I'm, you know, I'm not trying to bend over. I'm trying to keep my back straighter, you know, because otherwise you do start to lean over.
So when you're laying on your stomach, then you have your arms straight out?
Yeah, straight out in front of you, kind of like Superman. Yep. And just move the arms up and down a couple inches and try to keep the legs straight and kind of kick them, kind of like you're swimming. And that'll really hit the lower back, and maybe that'll help.
All right, good. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And, Dustin, again, I want to go back over your website. You got a couple of websites that you like to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, I have a newsletter that I send out that I know a few hundred of your listeners have joined in on, and it kind of keeps you up to date, and I give you fitness tips every week. But you can get that at MadisonBootCamps.com. And I give you like a free 6-day e-course. So you just put your name and email in there and you'll get all the details about upcoming things and great fitness advice. And then my boot camps, we're still going probably through late October outdoors in the parks. So if you're in the Madison area, we've got 6 locations now in the surrounding areas as well, 8 different times. And we just work out outside in a group environment. Our results have been amazing. It's very affordable, $11 a class. And we just started another 6-week course, but you can start, in the midstream and you'll do just fine. So,
And that's, again, that website is?
MadisonBootCamps.com. And then my other one is DustinMaherFitness.com. Maher's MAHER.
Well, Dustin, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yep, and then also, if you are interested in that cruise, you can invite anybody. I've got about 35 more spots available. Just visit fitfuncruise.com. It's only $573, so pretty affordable.
Pretty affordable. Thanks again, Dustin Maher, who is one of our area's leading personal trainers working out of Supreme Health and Fitness. And take a look at those websites. You get a lot of good information there. And thanks for listening. Tomorrow we'll talk indoor air quality issues with Dean Johnson, host of the TV show Home Time. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.